Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
I just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't it's Mel.
What was?
And we're back.
You know, I never noticed that.
What?
When you say that, you have like a real conviction on your hey, and I don't know how I haven't noticed in all these podcasts.
Well, I don't know if it's me like doing it like that, or like right now I have pollen. You know, because the pollen
dude,
is fucking
dude. We can go in the archives.
We can go in the archives. I'm not denying it, but I thought just now it did that because my voice is at like pollen capacity. Hey.
Hey.
See, I can't go high.
All right.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I don't. Listen.
I just don't.
I'll take responsibility for anything that happens up in here that I do. You're not going to find much.
Caught me off guard.
Make a list.
All right.
How you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good.
You know, very
it's
good.
It's been an invigorating day.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I was thinking, recently we actually had a conversation and you were telling me, you know, we were just having a conversation. Actually, it was with somebody we were having this conversation with, but, you know, you kind of said it like a, you know, what the fuck kind of thing. And I thought that'd be a really good subject to discuss because you were on the other side of it, you know, of I didn't agree with what you were saying, but you had gone on a date with somebody. You know, at some point, and before you even had gone on that date, you said, and she had me fucking investigated and fucking, and you know, you were kind of complaining about it. And I said, you know what though, Vin, in this day and age, I don't even disagree with that woman or man for that matter. This is not a gender thing. But for safety reasons, I agree. I don't think anything's wrong with it where you kind of seem like, you know, what the fuck? And I'm just saying in this society and in this day and age, I don't think that's...
You don't think so?
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. I mean, Vin, think about it. Think about this fucking society. Think about...
Doesn't seem a little paranoid to you? Like fucking sitting there like...
You know,
NYPD
no.
NYPD Blue?
No. And maybe it's because I... spend my time watching Dateline and all those fucking shows. But you know what? They're not made up. We're not watching shows that aren't real. These are real occurrences. And they have a whole fucking channel with tons of shows due to real shit that happens. Think about that.
I mean, it's one.
Think about that.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I don't got time for this fucking investigation.
I mean, you know, you say that. Okay, I'm going to compare it to something. I'm going to compare it to something because... You know, originally at one point I was like, oh, this is a podcast fucking story about something else. So now, and this is what's making it merge together for me. I know somebody who said he bought a car on eBay for $10,000. Now he got his merchandise. He got it.
Yeah.
You know, everything was fine, but it wasn't from a dealership. It was just some guy selling it. It had to be, you know, delivered to another state. And I'm thinking, are you a fucking idiot? Like, that's what I'm thinking in my mind. You go online, you see somebody selling a car from a different state. They're like, yeah, we're going to send it to you in your state. It was like from Texas to Connecticut.
I mean, who did that?
Our editor, to be honest with you. Yeah, I promise you this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's a little different.
Okay.
Are you trying to make a
but
comparison
it's not,
to
but
this?
It's not, because when you think about it, it's the same exact thing. You can't trust people. That's my whole thing. In this day and age society, you can't trust people. You don't know the merch you're getting, and that goes for you.
Yeah.
They don't know the merch they're getting.
You
when
are
they,
protected, though, on eBay. I mean, if you don't like it when you receive it, you get full refund. So, I mean, Is it really that dangerous to do?
I don't know.
I wouldn't do it because I'd be afraid of getting lemoned.
I guess you could be. I guess yeah, that's a good point.
It is protected.
Has it always been like that? Because this was years ago. Okay, all
right. It's always been protected. I mean, I'm not saying you won't get a dud ski. It still could be a dud.
You get a dud, then that is it. Hey, look, you got the car.
There's no warranty.
You got the car as is. Right, you're right. Okay, so let's say they got the car, but you're right. I mean, I didn't think about that, but that's the same scenario.
Yeah.
You do get that lemon. Like I said, in this case, luckily it was not.
Yeah.
But you do get that lemon, that piece of shit, and it's like, well, hey, you bought it as is. Like, you get nothing back. You get what you get at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so I still stick to my point that's such a... you can't trust it. I would never do that. I don't care if I was, I would never do that. I need to see it. I need to know. I need to make sure. And this isn't just an anxiety thing. This is or paranoia thing, or this is society's fucking crazy. There are people out there scamming. There are people out there doing all kinds of fucking shit, you know, and yeah, so when you told that story, we're going to bring it back to that, I thought, oh my God, this is crazy that your reaction is, I mean, listen, I could see where it's off-putting. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I could see it's off-putting. If somebody said that to me, I think I'd probably be off. I would be like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could just avoid like a million conversations.
Really? Or would you be like, dude, this dude's weird. I don't want to see it anymore.
Okay, so stereotypical, I do it all the fucking time. I know I shouldn't because we have crazy fucking women out there too, but stereotypically, I would think it'd be weirder coming from a man than from a woman. A woman, a vulnerable woman going on a date with a guy she doesn't know. And again, I'm not going to get in statistics at all. And like I said, there are women. I watch the ID channel, verified.
Okay.
There are women killers, but it's more likely the man. Mm. It's I don't know. I don't know.
Is it?
I can't I can't give a statistic on it, but I can tell you that. Yes.
Okay. Do you watch? You say you watch ID. Right?
I do.
Okay. Is there completely solo shows that are dedicated to women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Snapped. Yes. Snapped is one of them.
Deadly Women. Wives. But usually, okay, listen, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but a lot of those shows are women who kill their husband, you know. So you got to eliminate that. That relationship, they're a different kind of crazy. Eliminate that.
Okay, thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what I was going to get into just now. I was going to talk about, if you watch the ID channel a bunch, and you see the killings and follow the stories, and eventually break them all down, you will see at the end of the day, and I hope that people will comment on this too, is that when a man kills somebody, it's fucking straightforward, dude. The guy beats the shit out of them, chokes them, stabs them, shoots them, and it's over. Dude, when these women kill, you want to talk about a special kind of sick? They, like, torture them over periods of, like, a year, months, and slowly grind them away to the point where they're fucking dead. Like, put a little bit of broken glass in their food and then add a little more every serving, or drug them but up the dose just a little bit. Or fucking tie them up fucking misery style and start bashing their fucking feet in. Dude, that wasn't a guy. They torture more.
Okay,
it's sicker when women kill.
I have seen men who do that.
Because it's more methodical.
First of all, I have seen guys or, you know, male killers who have done that. So let's not confuse that. But you are right. And they call it emotional killings for a reason.
It's always like that.
For a guy or girl, they call it emotional killings for a reason. So when you put emotions into a woman killer, you might get a lot more. Jodi Arias, look what the fuck she did. I mean, that was, you know,
it's weird.
Holy shit. Like that, you know, that I'm not denying that, but
I'm going to look at him weird, dude. No matter, I mean, look, we're going to get into this and we're going to get into this episode.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What if your little sister, our little sister started dating somebody and you didn't know him, you knew nothing about him, you knew nothing, whatever. And she was like, you know, I feel a little bit a certain way. I kind of looked into him and investigated him and was like telling you, would you be like, are you fucking nuts? Why would you do that? Or would you think, oh, my little sister is smart and she's being safe.
After the fact of, like, knowing them and stuff, because that's a completely different story. You started with, you were going to go on a date with somebody, and before the date they did that. That's fucking weird.
So you would say that
to her? If you meet somebody and you think something's up while you're seeing
them. No. I'm given the same exact scenario.
It would be weird, yeah.
Nothing would go through your head to say, well, my sister's smart, she's protected. And if she said
she thinks something's off, what are you going on the fucking date for? Don't go out.
Okay, take off the comment she thinks something's off. She just wants to be safe and make sure that she's not. I think it's
weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
No matter who does it, that doesn't change.
Well, I was asking to see because
so you were trying to bust me.
I wasn't trying to bust you. I was trying to get you to see it from the perspective if it's a loved one of yours. No. That's what I was trying to see, if it would change. If it would change that
process. I know somebody probably who does that, by the way, on every fucking person that they even talk. They might not even be dating them. They might just meet them and fucking investigate.
I know who you're talking about. Let's just, you want to call it out together? Are you going to call it out, dude?
Original gang?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, she doesn't. I know that for a fact, but she should. But she should, because that would resolve a lot of her issues.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you would just think, for as crazy as she gets when she's on these dates and paranoid, that would probably eliminate a lot for her if she did. She really should.
Because she has said to me, in situations she'd been in, looked at me with a straight face and been like, oh, I don't know, you know, I thought he was going to just tie me up and throw me in the trunk. And I'm like, yo, like, is this a fucking normal thought that people have when they're literally just around somebody that's having a good time?
So I would say her is an irrational fear, okay? She has it, I would say it's probably more than others. And for reasons that stuff has happened to her, she's talked about openly before here on the show, but hers is a little bit more rational. I don't think most people do, but yeah. I remember this guy wanted to take her out on horseback riding. He's like, let's do something different, something, you know, whatever, off the realm. And she was like, what's this fucking guy insane? She's like, he's trying to take me to a horse. He wants to get me fucking killed, take me out in the field with the horse. And, like, she literally flipped out. And I was like, you know, Kim, it's a horseback ride. I thought it was quite romantic, to be honest with you. It's not the movies. It's not out to dinner. It's not all the normal shit. Yes. And I thought it was, you know, and she never talked to him again.
It's weird for a guy to want to do that. I don't know. Whatever. I mean,
well, you know, maybe he had some country or cowboy in him.
Maybe he's a little cowboy. I don't know.
But
I ain't doing that shit, dude. I mean,
but the point is. So, and she never talked to him again. She was like, no, don't trust that guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, hers is a little bit more
the proposition of the date.
Correct.
See, maybe somebody like her.
Well, hold on. But let me just back this up, and I know you're going to lose your shit, because I'm about to, just thinking about it. I'm trying not to, because this conversation we went into was hilarious. But when she declined the horseback ride, he said, okay, well, how about if we go on a boat ride, and that was his follow-up date, which, again, God. To the normal person, to the more, you know, rational person who doesn't have these specific issues, it, you know, to me, it's like that's awesome. That's something that's not the norm date. Yes, let's go. Let's do these nice things. But to someone like her, backing up the horseback with the boat was, you know.
She had the
cement block, the anchor. Yeah, she never talked to him again. She had it all in the boat. She already knew how it was going to happen.
I'm seeing too many movies, dude, and so many people get killed on the boat. Dude.
Yeah. Oh, like, that was, it was
dumb. Because all you got to do is knock them out and throw them in, dude. They're fucking toast.
It was probably her soulmate. You know, she's probably met her soulmate a million times already in life.
So, okay, this is what I want to know. How come she doesn't fucking counter with everything? She sits there and fucking judges this guy and says, oh my God, I think he's a psychopath, but doesn't retort with, like, hey, why don't we do this instead? I know the guy should be the one to initiate and everything. She should be like, at that point, hey, I'm not really an outdoorsy type person. I would prefer doing something, you know, not outdoors.
Why would she want to go to the movies with the serial killer? In her mind, she already has him as a killer. Well, why would she want to take the date anywhere?
I mean, that's fucking her fault, right? You know, I mean,
it is what it is, but that is the case. That's I can really answer why. Pegged?
Like, maybe he was probably just trying to take her out.
He was.
The thought never really crossed her mind. I'm not saying he wasn't, maybe. Maybe he was.
Can you imagine? Maybe he was. Did you see him in the
fucking
newspaper
and shit? Fucking mass murderer, fucking.
Oh, my God.
The fucking strangler has been fucking caught, dude, dumping bodies off of boats and fucking digging dishes in the woods next to fucking a horse farm. But like, at the end of the day though, like, yeah, if you think that's going on, I mean, he would agree to that and then nothing could happen. You're in a social setting. I mean, what the fuck?
I agree with you. But she can't see it that way. I mean, she right. can't help it.
And
know,
then you wonder, dude, when I say it's out of control. I mean, that exhibit A. Listen, and she should be the one that is doing it.
Let me put mayo on your fucking face.
All right. Fuck
can
Donald
I put
dude.
Mayo on your
no.
face? Okay. You can't control can. Once you have that fear or that feeling about something.
Dude,
you can't control
I didn't pursue
it. It's
the mayo.
Same thing. It's apples and oranges, but it's the same thing. No. That's your fucking thing. That's
yeah.
her thing. You can't help it when you have that phobia or what you know, whatever it is. You can't. You physically, your body won't let you help it.
All right, I'll say maybe she, as a special exception to before going on the date, should maybe be somebody who gets the information, though.
Yes, that's
because,
what I
like,
said she probably
somebody
should.
Like her, because honestly, yeah. dude, if that just threw him out the fucking book, asking her to go on two romantic dates that are so far out the box that, like, she should be fucking wanting to go.
Right.
I mean, then maybe she should be doing it. Because at this point, dude, she's looking fucking crazy. You guys are defending these people being the crazies, dude. The crazy is the other fucking person on the other end, it seems to me.
Well, I mean, this...
You just said it. It's like a sickness. All right, then you got a problem. You're admitting it, that they're
she
fucking demented.
She knows it. How many times has she announced it
she,
right
I know
here?
She knows.
She's absolutely aware that that is.
All right,
is.
Well, how many people have that outlook, dude? I mean, we're comparing the world to fucking Kim, dude, at this point, dude. Come on. Come on, dude.
Okay, that's fair enough. But there are... Listen, there are a lot of people, a lot of women, and probably men too, but who are damaged... from maybe something in their past or their childhood. This is a thing. They do have these fears. Maybe not over the top. I'm sure Kim's not the only... There's no way she's the only
she's
one in the
fucking
world.
She's not
the only
one. No, right. Of course
not. So let's put, you know, there's... Put that in a category. Then you have some who are mediocre, you know, and you know, maybe, let's put them in the middle. They have it, but they don't let it ruin
yeah.
it, but they still have it, so they could swing that way, you know. And then you have the people who just don't care. They're just YOLO. You only live once. I'll go on the date. You know, I don't, you know. So there, you take all the people in the world and put them in just those three categories. I don't see another one. You, those
right.
are the only
well, you
three.
Don't think that there's a line that should be drawn? Because honestly, my personal belief is that you shouldn't be able to get all this shit from people. Because all I need to know nowadays, excuse me, is your name. Either, not all of them at once. If I have your phone number, I could damn near do anything with it. If I have your full name and around where you live, I could damn near do anything with it. If I know your age or one of the other, I could damn near do anything with it. Do you think it's okay that somebody who works with me or my coworker who has no interest, who isn't fucking dating me, should have access to my fucking police files, my bankruptcy files, my financial files, what I own? Say I want to keep that shit to myself. Say I own fucking seven houses and this, or I inherited something through like a trust, and I'm filthy rich, but I don't really want anybody to know. My court hearings, divorce shit, really personal shit. How many children I have, what their fucking names are. Do you really think?
Absolutely not. I could answer that. I mean, I could answer the question as soon as I knew you were where you were going.
Yeah, it's
with
fucking
it.
Bullshit.
You know, like been verified, and I'll call out the names. I don't give
yeah,
a shit.
Yeah, it has been verified. That's one of them.
Places like that, Spokio, or however
there's
you pronounce
a bunch
that.
Of them.
Yeah, there's
I don't
tons
know
of
all these fucking
yeah,
places.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Okay.
I do not agree with those.
So
lines. Absolutely.
Now that you answered that in general, but you're defending people going on those sites to look at somebody they don't even fucking know. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
So here's my thought process, which I know is probably wrong too, because listen, I know tons of people, hear me out, who have a real life and then have a social media life, right? So you can't really trust their social media that that's what their life is. Oh, but
don't even get me started.
But I do feel like if you are on someone's social media page, you can find out a lot about them. You can find out, you'll find out whether they're married or not. You'll find out if maybe they...
9 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Maybe some people don't post it, but you don't think a comment, somebody's going to... If you're watching that Facebook page long enough for over a period, you're going to see something or hear something or, you know, so... So I think information on social media could be telling, you know, through comments, through, you know, if somebody's saying something, is somebody coming on, are they acting narcissistic when they post? Are they, you know, are people commenting certain things? Is somebody coming back and saying, oh, or an ex coming on and calling them and throwing them under the bus for, I think that could be telling enough to start.
And that's fine.
Yeah, I think
you want to go on social media and make your own assumption.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But looking up that shit is bullshit. And I don't even think it should be done at all. Nonetheless, when you don't even know me. Now, here's where I flip the script.
But I'm saying basic information. I wasn't necessarily saying, so no, I don't know.
What are you doing then?
So here's the thing. You want to
know if they killed somebody, that's on the same shit.
Okay, what are we talking about? Let's make a quick list. You said whether they have a spouse or kids.
It's all the same report.
Well, I guess kids wouldn't matter, spouse would. But so yeah, okay, there's that. Your address? No. I don't agree with that. Phone numbers? Absolutely not. Your criminal record? Yes.
It's all the same.
Yes, I'm
though.
Sorry. Yes,
it's all
I think
on the
that's
same report.
Okay, fair enough.
So
you can't
what are you
separate
saying?
It.
I
yeah,
mean, I don't
you can't
know.
Separate it. But there are some valid things that yes, I would actually say isn't bad for someone in that situation. Everything? No.
I do
don't.
Take it back. Actually, there's one side that's straight criminal.
Yeah.
Actually, and somebody...
So if it was just something like that, then yes, I do.
Yeah, because somebody I know actually caught somebody out because they got in trouble and they got out of fucking jail, like, instantly. And they're like, yo, I think something's shady here. And they went onto this public domain site to where they could see what they wrote in their testimony and shit. They're like, dude, I think that they rolled. And sure enough, da-da-da-da-da, told investigators... Da 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 was the one that went into the house and da 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 and did the fake accent and everything and like threw the other person under the bus. But he was denying it. And there was no other information. It didn't have his ad. It didn't have anything but his name. Mm-hmm. You would have to know the name.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking. You lost me.
Well,
in that
I
story.
Can't really.
Hopefully they understand.
I can't give out the information, but he was caught up in a case and that was the act that happened. He told the informants on the other guy, basically.
Oh, I got
his
you.
His co-defendant threw him under the bus to get out early, and everybody kind of knew.
Yeah.
Because he should have got 10 years, and he was there like 3 months.
Yeah.
So, like, yes, I think actually there may be a site that's just criminal.
Right.
Maybe if you want to do that, fine. I don't really feel good with the whole fucking full-grown, I want to know everything about you. I want to know fucking what your shit looks like in the morning, what you ate last night.
Right.
Oh, you had a breakfast burrito? Like, dude, it starts getting weird. Don't follow me around. Don't do that. Don't go by my fucking house and shit. Like, just ask or look up the criminal thing. But it gets weird sometimes.
Yeah, no, I don't, so I think the problem is I think that it is acceptable to look somebody up, but then you're right, because you caught me on the glitch of, yeah, but these sites don't just give you the basic that you're saying should be able to
so.
Be looked up, right? They give
so.
The whole nine. If you pay for it, I think you can get access to the whole nine. I do agree, every site you can, yes.
Maybe, can you pick and choose? I mean, I don't know, because I never use them, so I don't know.
Okay, let's face it, nobody's picking and choosing. You know what I'm saying? If it,
yeah.
Well, I guess maybe an honest, a real legit person only looking for that
there.
Would. But I think it's
license
the whole package.
License plate numbers, like if you see somebody driving.
I think it's the whole package.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I think it is the whole package. And so with that being said, on your, you know, rebuttal to that, it's like, well, then yeah, you're right. So, but who's allowing these sites? Like,
I don't know.
Right?
But
I don't
know.
Either. I'm not... I'm definitely not informative enough to know.
I think
but
it's more,
I think that should be illegal within itself.
Yeah, and I think it's more beneficial to the person that you're talking about being afraid of. Now, say I'm some weirdo, pedophilia, whatever, and I see a young girl that I know works at this place because I like to eat at this restaurant. What the fuck is stopping me from staying there, waiting till she clocks out, seeing what kind of car she has, and getting her license plate number? Bitch, gotcha. Now I know where you live. I know what your name is. I know your family. It's all there. All I need is a license plate number.
Okay, let's go back.
That's fucking weird.
You're right. And we're going to get right back to that on your angle. Yeah. Let's now go to mine.
Okay.
I know people or have heard stories or, you know, whatever, of people who have done that to find out. Okay.
Yeah.
Where they know a cop, and honestly, the person is not probably legally allowed to do, like, I don't know the ramifications, but they run the plate and just say, no, I didn't find anything. You know, this is his name. I didn't find anything criminally. Okay. Do you think that's acceptable when you're running a plate illegally? I guess. I don't know. But when you're running a plate
from somebody who's actively like stalking or doing weird shit.
No. I said, we'll get back to yours from the original point, from somebody who just started talking to you or went on the first date and wanted to chat. But it's only a criminal background they're running, technically. Unless it's like DMV stuff, you know, whatever.
So you're going to go through a third party and now somebody else knows? Like, no, do it yourself. Do it yourself.
But they can't. Unless they find out everything about you.
If you have the license plate number, you can. You most certainly can. You could have the owner. And then when the owner's name pops up, then you go to Ben Verified and type in the owner's
name.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Either you find out, you're saying no.
Well, the plate shows the name. The name shows the info.
Right, but you're saying no. Just let them look up the criminal stuff. But what I'm saying is you can't. You either have to have a officer who looks up the criminal stuff or do it on your own. And if you do it on your own, you're looking you're getting all of it, though.
I'd even rather.
You're getting less if.
No, I think I'd still rather. It's just something even more weird now about involving other people into the mix.
Even if it's an officer, though.
It's none of their fucking business.
Their mother's a cop.
It's none of their business. Okay. Unless they're pulling me over for a criminal act, I have no right to answer to them.
Okay.
Or to tell them my background.
Okay, because I'm saying I think that's one way that it wouldn't give access to everything you're talking about on these sites, but only criminal record.
Yeah.
They're trying to make sure you don't have one, and that's all they're doing. They're not accessing all your information. Would that be different? That's what I'm trying to find out.
No, and it's also illegal as shit.
Well, it is, because I don't think it is legal for cops to run that for family. I don't think it is legal.
Mm, okay, well, we'll get back to you guys on that.
I said I don't think it is legal.
Oh, legal. Well,
listen to me. Yes, I don't think it is legal.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
The reason why I'm like, I'm pretty sure is because I've actually seen ID shows. I will go back to this for a second. And there's been parents or aunt, you know, whoever.
That use them,
and they have said, like, yeah, I'll be honest. I used to run, and I'm thinking, how are they admitting that on the air if they're an officer and it's legal? So that's why I think I'm like, I think it's illegal.
Yeah.
But I don't. They get fired.
There after can't the be.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right. That's like, what they, I mean. They just lose their job.
Lost your fight. Maybe they're retired. Maybe they don't care anymore. Yeah, like, right. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'll
yeah.
Wrap myself.
But I have seen that and thought, you're actually talking about that on the show. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's not legal. Because at that point, then anybody could fucking do it. Right? I mean, you could just go to the police station. I'm dating this guy. Run this for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you would have to have it on the inside.
A reason. Yeah.
And there's a reason for that as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, there you go.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Now go back to yours. Because you started off with one angle. And I was like, hold that thought. I think you were talking about stalking and a license plate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So now I was saying on the reverse end. Okay, so you have the guy who sees a woman or whatever at a place that he attends, and he waits for her to get out to get her license plate number, and he follows her around. I mean, he could damn near maybe follow her, too, to see where she lives on some weirdo shit, but if he has the license plate number, he could get the name, and the name can unlock a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't see a problem, obviously, like, say somebody kept passing by your house or you kept seeing a car when you went to the grocery store or the same person and you were able to get their license plate, trying to find out any and everything about them.
Okay.
you know.
Okay, so criminally, or not, I guess if you have suspicion. Suspicion. Okay, right. Suspicion.
If there is suspicion
of something,
mm-hmm. of somebody, mm-hmm. anybody that you are in contact with, then I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Now, saying that, Kim would be fucking broke. If you have to pay $1 for fucking every been verified or something, I mean, she would literally probably be in a cardboard box by the end of the week.
Right.
I mean,
right,
she would be dead broke.
Yeah.
She would be spending, dude. She would get like frequent flyer, like buy 10, get one free. Dude, like, she would be smoking it. But like, yeah, $500 bucks a week.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she fucking trusts anybody. I don't even know if she trusts you at this point. Like, you know,
right.
Like, so,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, to a degree, with reason, and I wouldn't even count that guy into that mix. He offered her for 2 dates and she fucking declined, blocked him, and never talked to him again. Okay? So, I don't even count that. But if she had a valid reason.
But yeah, in her mind, sure. she had, I know you don't count it, but in her mind, she had a valid reason about everybody in the world, you know.
After I said it, I'm like, all right, let me kind of clarify what valid is. There has to be some kind of action.
Yeah.
You know, doing something weird. And you can't tell me that you haven't gone somewhere or seen somebody in a public setting and been like, wow, they're a little weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
That's when you do it.
Yeah.
You know, or if you're already talking.
Okay, but what are you saying it's okay for them to do? What are you saying? What are you saying specifically it's okay for them to do if they feel like they're in that kind of situation? Then can they go on been verified and find out everything about your life? I would still
try to get the just the criminal if I could.
But you could only do that by having an officer illegally run a plate, I think we established.
I think there's a website that does it.
Okay.
That provides legal documents.
Okay.
I'm almost certain because, like I said, my friend did it.
But I think it's like the city of or the town of whatever.
It's records.
You would have to know where they're. Right. I think maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
The town records.
Yes. You would have to know where the arrest was. So at that rate, you have to go to every fucking state.
I don't every fucking go and been verified. Every I get city. Their whole scoop.
No, but I'm saying, I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I think you have to go to the specific city and state that this arrest or crime or whatever happened in. I think so. That would be impossible under those circumstances.
And let me be clear too on the circumstances. All right, I'm going to throw a random example out there. Let me think of one. All right, so say I broke up with somebody and I was like trying to contact them through like their 3-year-old brother and like contacting all the people they know, you know, and sending like, you know, short prayers on the phone and stuff, just doing weird shit. It's weird tendencies, following them around to their job, you know, stalking.
Yeah,
basically, it's stalking at this point, right?
It is.
Then, that person maybe should get reported.
Yeah,
all right,
right.
So,
reported or checked
verified
up.
Or searched on been verified.
I think in a situation like that, if there's a breakup and all that goes down, isn't it too late? I mean, you've already been with the person, let's say, a scenario for years. You know they're not a serious. I mean, you
but then you could get a restraining order.
Yeah, for you that. But that's checking into someone at that point. I feel like you're pretty invested in their life after a couple years. You know their family. You kind of get an idea. I think you'd know if they just got out of fucking prison for killing, you know.
Sometimes you got to go in the fucking file cabinets and pull the whole tray out and see what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
I don't know.
I guess you're right, though, because it is over.
Yeah, I think that's a different...
But some people...
But maybe not, because I've seen ID... I know I keep going back, yes.
That's the trigger.
Yes, it is.
That's the trigger.
It is, the ID channel.
So, like, if they start doing the weird stuff after...
Yes, and then snapping, it comes out, and like,
nobody would do what I said.
And then find out they had a dead wife 10 years ago, and then another one before that 7 years ago. Yeah. And it's happened.
Yes.
It's happened. Yeah.
Those are the tendencies. Like, they reach out to everybody they know and all that stuff. And start following them. Like, now you see another side of them that you didn't see, because when they were with you, they were happy. And now that you're gone, they're like almost like, if I can't have you, nobody can type shit.
Well, and that's another thing, too, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, with cases like that or with situations like that, you could been verified them all you want. And they could have no record of anything. That's but they true. Could just fucking snap That's because true. Something...
That's another
They didn't want to lose you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case is, the circumstances you're talking about, it could be you're the first victim, baby.
Yeah.
Right? So you could look and there could be nothing. Okay, he's at least he's not dangerous. And then boom, and guess so what?
So could horse guy.
That is correct. I guess mean, fair enough. I mean, he
could be like, you know, I'm...
That's why Kim doesn't waste her
he's
money.
Fresh. He's fresh off the relationship. He's fresh off another relationship, dude, and he's looking for a fucking kill, dude. So he went on a dating site to go kill a rando and then jump back into life.
That I mean, that could be it. Or he never did before.
Yeah. I don't know.
And Kim would have been his first victim. Yes. So, I mean, but either way, with going on that thing, yeah, if Kim paid for every dollar to check someone out and she was the first victim, she'd be broken for no reason.
Financing from, like, fucking Elon Musk or something, dude. Like, I don't even think Bill Gates could handle it. I don't even know if he could front the tab for that, dude. Like, Kim would have the whole fucking town, fucking her tenant, her landlords, who she works with. Who's on her fucking Facebook friends? All of them.
Probably. Well, only if they write to her.
Yeah, only if they write.
Only if they write anybody, to her. Yeah,
I don't know how she met this guy. I'm guessing maybe online. If it was an online thing, she would investigate them. And fuck it, if it wasn't, she would investigate them too. A coworker, whatever.
Well,
whoever she watches for her job.
So this is what I always tell Kim. For situations like that, like, her specifically. And I'm not going to lie, I tell my daughters this too. I do. Okay. Because we're going back to what you said in this society. Like, honestly, if my daughters came and said, hey... I've been talking to some guy, like, I checked him out. I checked it. The been verified thing and all the things you're saying, yes, so absolutely, I agree with you. But criminally, to make sure, I think they were safe, and that's why I asked you about our sister. You know what I'm saying? Putting myself as a mother in that situation, okay.
I mean...
And again, that's no guarantee. We discussed that. But, okay, you know what? My daughter's smart, and she's playing it safe in this day and age, and I'm happy with that, and now I feel okay to know she's going out with some stranger, and that, you know...
I would feel more comfortable, too, but I don't think that's a way of making it right. I mean, everything I do isn't right either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But also...
I wouldn't be mad at her for doing it, like, what the fuck, but reverse.
Right.
If I went out with somebody and I found out that they... You know what? If you do it... Listen, women out there, you know, if you see me and we go out on a date and you do it, just don't tell me. Then I won't have a problem. But just please don't let me know because I'm going to look at you kind of crazy. If you do it and keep it to yourself...
Well, if they do it, you'll probably never hear from them again anyway. So it doesn't fucking matter. No, but I was going to say something before I brought up my daughter. So I was going to go with another point, and then my head was like, oh, okay, let me just... I tell Kim. I tell Kim all the time, and them, but I tell Kim, you and this is for safety purposes anyway.
Yeah.
Which is why I also say it to them, because in this day and age, it is scary to date. And, yeah. You know, you need to find someone who someone you know... already knows them, they don't, you know, already knows them or knows of them or knows something and can say, you know what, I've known of him or him for, you know, a while, he's a really nice person or he's a decent person. Get a person that you know that could personally tell you he's good.
You know what?
And that's not even a guarantee, well, right? But I think it makes that process much less scary if you have somebody that you trust saying, you know what, I know and trust this person. I think it does make that process less scary, you know, in this day and age.
You know what's actually a crazy thing about that? Recently, I got into a situation to where I met somebody and we met and then found out about the mutuals after.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they would always bust both of... I'm guessing both of our balls when they saw us, they'd be like, oh, how's da-da-da-da-da doing or whatever, because they knew where that we were talking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with her one day. I'm like, look, like, at the end of the day, we're good friends. I don't want to ruin this friendship by anything, like, with this. So, you know, I won't do anything that I might do. I might not always make the best decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to either let it know what it is, or if I really get along with this person, maybe date. Maybe right. Date her.
Right.
You know what she told me? She goes, Ven, you know, do what you got to do. Have fun. She goes, I wouldn't date that girl right now. And then literally gave me a list as mm-hmm. the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Perfect. That so is she, exact. So there
so
you
what
go.
If I did go down that road without even mentioning it to her?
Right.
Which I normally wouldn't even do that, but she just kept coming up, and I was like, look, like, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no. She's like, I would rather see both of you happy and having fun. If it happens, it happens. She goes, but honestly, Vin, I don't think right now is the good time. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying it ever wouldn't be.
Right.
Because
she's
a fucking awesome person.
Right.
But right now, don't, because she's a mess.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you had somebody you trust tell you that.
Yeah.
And then you trusted in that, I'm assuming. Did you ever date the person right at
that
point?
No, but I still talk to him.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
To this day.
Of course. Yeah. But it was somebody who you trusted, which made you feel like, okay, I could trust this person's opinion. And boom, there you go. That's exactly right. So I think that's a safe bet.
I kind of saw it myself, too, though.
For anybody. Yeah. I mean, I think that is a safe bet, but it doesn't always happen like that, you know? But if you could find somebody who knows, you know, whatever, then I do think that's the best.
That's also personally. Why I think you should also be with somebody for a good amount of time before you do that, like, exclusive dating. I think people jump into shit too fast also sometimes, mm-hmm. which doesn't really have much to do with the main story, but we could talk about that. A lot of people meet somebody, be like, wow, he's a great guy, da-da-da-da-da, and I don't know anything about him. And then next thing you know, like, they're fucking in love, they're holding hands, they're about to get fucking married and shit. Like, did you ever take the time to really know the person before you decided that this is the person that I want to at least to commit to in a relationship and only be with this person?
That's a huge part. You know, I mean, that's not all of it, but that is a huge part of that. Yes, absolutely.
I literally think that, like, people before seriously dating, and this might be extreme, so if you disagree, you know what? I get it. Should probably get in the stage where, like, maybe they even almost live with each other for a little while to know.
Mm-hmm.
At that point,
I don't think that's a bad idea. No,
you know what I mean. To date, seriously, because mm-hmm. like if you can't live with somebody, then you can't
marry them.
Yeah,
you can't be with them long term. Right.
So like you're wasting your time.
Yeah,
you're wasting your time. Okay. Go out there and date as many people as you can. If you think you have that person, focus on them and get to know them better.
Yes,
that's absolutely. What I think.
I mean, I wouldn't agree. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Committing to one person and not knowing for a long period of time is the biggest fucking waste of time that you could do.
Right.
I'm in abundance theory. Like, have a whole bunch of people.
Right.
And then when you find the one, then focus and cut the other ones out.
I agree.
Because a lot of time could be wasted. You meet one person,
I agree with
a few
that.
Months, doesn't work. Okay, then next.
Yeah, I definitely think you could be together for years and then move in together and it's a fucking disaster. I've had...
Not to
I've
say good roommates. Things don't go bad, too.
Yeah, when you live with somebody, you see all their best
worst. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You see the stuff you wouldn't see when they're just coming over, you're going to them, but you wouldn't see that. Yeah. So you see all the little fucking things.
Exactly.
You know, and you have to decide, okay, can I live with that slob or can I not? Like, you know what? Or whatever the case
anything.
Is. So, yes.
Yeah. Doesn't fill up the toilet paper or something.
Yes.
Doesn't. Does
clean.
This. Little ticks.
Little things.
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves.
You want to talk about pet
peeves?
I mean, it's pet peeves.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. what it is. And those things could also be worked on. So I'm not saying
cut
them out.
Of course. No. But if it's too many and you just don't think you can, and they're not going to change, then you now know.
Above that.
So I think living together, I think that is the make or break, to be honest
above
with you.
The hygiene and cleanliness and organizational side of it, though. I think you really get to see who they are.
Yes.
Because absolutely. Now there's no hiding. I can't go put on this facade of I'm this fucking knight in shining armor and then go home and fucking kill a fucking squirrel, crack his neck on the way there or whatever I got to do.
Right.
To get my fix off of violence for the night.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll know.
Yeah.
No you doubt. Should know.
Yeah, no.
So that's
absolutely.
How I feel.
I do think that is a make or break, or I think that is that is a make or break situation.
Don't put yourself in a situation, maybe, to be taken advantage of the first night. Like, if you stay in a public setting and, like, you take your car, they take their car, you shouldn't end up in there, in that situation. I mean, how's it going to happen? You go to the movies, you go out to dinner, you have a couple drinks at the bar. How the fuck is anything going to happen? I mean, it would take an extreme situation.
Yeah, right.
So, maybe the horseback isn't the best thing for the first date. I mean, I have an appreciation for it. The guy was trying his fucking heart out.
I have an appreciation for it,
I mean, this guy's fucking, you know, he's probably the one, but, you know, he's gone.
I mean, I'm not sure that would be my ideal date either, but it's out of the box, and it's fun, and it's something unique and different. Yeah, I probably would. Okay. I probably would. It wouldn't be like...
And it would be fun, because, like...
So here's the thing. Like, there are even some things where it's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Once I get there, it's like, oh, my God, this was fucking amazing. Like, you know what I mean? I think that could be one of those things, because I haven't been horseback riding since I was a kid.
Oh, see, I never was.
Really. Okay, so, you know, so I'm just like... You know, when I think about it, it's like, yeah, you know, it's all right. You know, but I think I'd have a ball.
Now, wouldn't it be cute to say you are struggling, the guy gets off his horse and he, like, tries to help you?
Yeah,
and stuff. Like,
it's cute. Dude, now you see that's probably what he wanted chivalry. To do. That's probably what he wanted show her. I mean, but he fucked with the wrong girl.
He had the axe with the hefty bags in the fucking pickup truck and ready to fucking hide the body parts of the fucking...
He definitely messed with the wrong girl. Farm. Yeah, I hope that worked out for him the next time, because it definitely didn't.
I'm pretty sure... Where he wanted, she should have asked, is this like a horse farm or is this your horse thing? Mm. Because if it's a public place, how did you even do it?
You're going to ask her. Kim. You're going to ask her, because I can tell you right now what her answer would be. I know her so well, I can tell you what her answer would be. Oh, my God. Running to the fucking front of the woods to the people. Oh, my God. I don't know what happened. She just fell off a horse and cracked her fucking head. Please help. Help. Okay, that would be Kim's answer, and you know it. That's why you're laughing. So, yeah, that is not... I mean, unless you had an escort. And even then, she probably would think that he hired the people to say they were workers.
That's what Kim needs to do.
There's no getting out of it, Ben. I think
Kim needs to...
There's no getting out of it. She has an answer for it all.
I think if Kim wants the date and she's going somewhere, say she's going to a restaurant, I think she should hire somebody to go and, like, drink water at the bar and, like, keep an eye on the table. Like, maybe she should do this. Not saying security, because that's expensive and shit, but, maybe that's an idea. I'm going to have to tell her.
I think
that... But, I mean, you know, we're getting to that time... we don't have enough time, you know, to keep going on with Kim shenanigans. All
right? Right.
We'll get her up here eventually to talk about that.
Yeah. But so what have we established? We established Vin doesn't think that anybody should look into him before they start dating. What about if they started dating you? If they started dating you, well...
I would ask why.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. What reason did I hate you?
What did I do?
Yeah.
To trigger you? Because honestly, like, I know myself pretty well, and I could keep it real with myself, even with a lot of things that maybe I'm not good at or something. But, like, something I never thought that I gave off or did would be give off, like, a weird vibe of something that I might have done or I'm into that's weird.
Last question.
Yeah.
You're right, so let's go with that. And you acting like that, you give no vibe at all.
And I'm pretty honest.
You give no anything. And now you have a girl come that she knows who maybe dated you before.
Mm-hmm.
And you never did anything wrong with her, but let's just say it ended on bad blood, or, you know, whatever. Let's just say it didn't end on good terms. And she goes up to her and she says, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him. He starts out and he does this and this and this and this, and then he turns into a complete... So now in her ear, it's he does all these nice things, but then he changes into a different person. All she's hearing is this girl's claiming that she dated this guy. Mm-hmm. This guy did all the nice things that he is doing, did showing me, and then there's a turning point. Maybe I should check into him. Is that an acceptable reason?
Check into him. Like, what's the turning point? I tried to murder her?
No, the turning point is her... I don't know. I mean, what the fuck? I didn't think of a scenario of what she would say.
I mean, got abusive, worth checking?
Has a got criminal abusive. Record.
Okay, got abusive.
Okay.
Enough right there. That's perfect. Okay, so they're claiming I did that. That's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
Not acted like a douche. Because that...
No.
Okay. Then, I guess maybe if they take stock in it, yeah.
Okay.
I guess look it up. Just don't let me know, because I'm going to get pissed.
All right. I found one. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to find one thing that maybe you would say, okay,
But what you should do, hold on, I'm going to get the applause reneged.
Don't say ask you.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Are you going to tell the truth if you abused a woman? How are you going to trust the if a person is, in fact, an abuser, are they going to say, oh, yeah, I beat the fuck out of that bitch?
It's hard for me to say yes or no. It's hard for me to say yes or no because I'm not that. But I've been honest about a lot of things that I've done, did, or doing that I shouldn't be proud of, and I'm very open and upfront about
it. I don't feel like an abuser is going to admit to being
an abuser. If I was, maybe. I don't know.
Right. I'm just saying, you're like, I don't know.
It's hard for me to answer
would
that.
Would I lie? It's like, well, yeah, know. If you were, I think
I
you
never
would.
Did it.
You see what I'm saying here? Because you keep going on about you.
All right,
that's
I don't
a whole
know.
Other discussion, right? If I'm saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad things you could say about me, but guess what? I'll own up to it right now.
Right, but what I'm saying is they don't know that. You
I
see what
so.
I'm saying? You're saying...
Fucking look me up then, all right?
Yeah. No. I'm not all saying right. that somebody should look all you right. up. That's not here nor there.
Vincent James Caggiano. It's my name. Look me up. Hey, look me up. Vincent James
Caggiano. Stop it.
Fucking Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh, God. There you know, you do this stuff and you take
Bridgeport,
a gamble. You stop it. You take a gamble because we have an editor who doesn't quite know how to edit, all right? So
CPS.
You're... I don't know what... All right, everybody.
CPS.
As always, you can find this episode on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and our website, www.humorouspodcast.com. This is Mel.
And the Creeper.
And we'll talk to you soon.
See you later. Bye-bye. CTS Cadillac.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Sida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it.